This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Facebook's plan to launch a new global digital currency called Libra next year goes before the Senate Banking Committee today. A top Facebook executive is expected to testify that Libra will be regulated by international banking authorities in Switzerland and will not compete with national monetary policy. U.S. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said yesterday that so far he is not comfortable with Libra in part because he's worried it would be a handy way for criminals to move money around. A group of seven finance ministers have similar concerns in their meeting in France this week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Facebook says Libra will be launched with strong protections to safeguard users' information and money. But G7 finance officials have raised concerns about a new global digital currency being managed by an enormous private company, not a central bank or national government, says Martin Trezempa at the Peterson Institute.
Facebook already has around 2.4 billion users and has been implicated in a host of issues around privacy and data protection.
Libra could make international money transfers easier and cheaper, according to Cornell professor Eswar Prasad. He says that could facilitate both legal and illegal transactions.
Mexican workers to make payments back home, but equally for Mexican drug lords to transfer money across national borders.
A G7 working group has been studying the regulatory challenge Libra could pose in the fight against money laundering, tax evasion, and terrorist financing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.